As we continue our celebrations of Tuvalu Language Week 2022, we're joined now by Professor Selina Tositala Marsh, ONZM, FRSNZ, to tell us more about her inaugural lecture, Led by Lying, for the English Department at the University of Auckland, held earlier this month. Professor Selina is the former Commonwealth Poet, New Zealand Poet Laureate, and acclaimed performer and author. In 2019, she was made an officer of the New Zealand Order of Merit for her services to poetry, literature, and the Pacific community. She has published three critically acclaimed collections of poetry: Fast Talking PI, Dark Sparring, Tight Rope. Her graphic memoir, Mophead 2019, won the Margaret Mahe Supreme Book in the 2020 New Zealand Book Awards for Children and Young Adults, and won the PANZ Best Book Design for 2020. Professor Selina Tositala Marsh joins us now on Pacific Days for a Atala Noa. Talofa Koi, thank you as always for your time, Professor Selina.
Whakatalofa, Brian, and our listeners. So wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
And always great to have you on the show. Well, firstly, of course, being Tuvalu Language Week and being a very proud Tuvaluan, one of your many strands, as it were, whereabouts in Tuvalu are you representing this afternoon, Selina?
Oh, it's got to be my granddad, Tusitala's island of Niutau.
Hey, what a coincidence. I just had one of the students from the Waikato University Tuvalu Student Association, also from Niutau. So no doubt there must be, you know, connections there. So that's good. So
represent.
Niutau. And she did say the island of Niutau is where the people with the most happiest smiles, or biggest smiles, and the most happiest outlooks are located. So there you go. So, Selina, the inaugural lecture by yourself for the University of Auckland, Led by Line, give us an overview. Tell us more about it.
Wow. Well, you know, Brian, I was just listening to your introduction of me, and I'm like, gosh, that's so many letters after my name. How did I get to be in this space? This girl who's Samoan Tuvaluan mother met her English, Scottish, French dad on Beach Road in Apia in 69. They met, they married, moved to New Zealand for, you know, a better life. And, you know, I was born and raised in Avondale, West Auckland. And I'm like, how did I get from there to here? And one of the things that Led by Line, the inaugural lecture, did was simply, you know, it's taken me years and years to be comfortable in my own skin, and to fully own all those parts of me, especially my Samoan Tuvaluan lines, right? Because we didn't, you know, mum was here in the 60s where there were lots of racist slurs and policies of assimilation where if you don't fit in, this country will not accept you. So, you know, she spoke Samoan fluently, but we didn't really pick it up as kids. So we've had to go on our own identity journeys to connect. And, you know, I'm really good at some things and really dumb at other things. And language, like learning language, is my really dumb part. But I give myself permission to be Tuvaluan in my own unique way. And I think it's that, you know, God made us perfect exactly the way that we are. And when we get to accept that, by His grace, we can flourish and we can make our own unique contributions to our people, to our community, to our country. So Led by Line was, you know, usually inaugural lecturers are kind of quite academic. They're a slice of someone's research. And I just knew that I wanted to change the whole thing up. And I had school students there, members of the community. MP Carmel Sepoloni was there in her capacity of Minister for Arts and Culture and Social Development. You know, it was an amazing array of all my favorite people, the people who I serve through my research and my critical and creative output at the university. And, you know, if there's one thing that I could
Okay then, We have just had a technical issue, so you get to see my ugly face. That is okay. We will wait for Professor Selena to join us in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, we will come back and see if we can reconnect with Professor Selena Tusitala-Marsh, lecturer for Pacific Literature and Creative Writing at the University of Auckland. At least you can tell that we are live on radio as well as Facebook. Let's get back into the music. Tom Jones, KISS, 531PI, bringing Pacific people together. We are rejoined now by Professor Selena Tusitala-Marsh, lecturer of Pacific Literature and Creative Writing with the University of Auckland after a slight technical difficulty. Now, Selena, again, led by line, not the usual route in terms of professorial or professorial lectures. Tell us more.
Man, Brian, I had beanbags on the floor of the Fale, because it was held at the University of Auckland's Fale, Pacific Studies Fale. I had beanbags. I fed people first. I didn't make them wait through the 45-minute lecture to then eat and drink. We blessed the food. Basically, it was just my story of how my work has been led by line. And there are five lines that my career has followed. And this is the written line in terms of me being a specialist in Pacific literature, the written line, the drawn line, so I explored my taulima, the tattoo lines that I received on my 45th birthday and then again on my 50th birthday. The spoken line, this is our oral stories of literature, and also as a performance poet. The land line, this is land, my land here, like in New Zealand, also in Elisefo, in Apia, and in Newtau, and the bloodlines, all the bloodline, like my whakapapa. So those five lines taken together have influenced my work. And the lecture actually took symbols, specific symbols from my taulima, and Tyler Vial was the tātufunga who did these, and used each symbol to talk about my work as a, as a literary theorist, and also my creative work as a poet.
I love that. Now, you know, so many different lines, as you said. I mean, on top of the five you just mentioned, you know, we're going to get shortly into some of these accolades. But Selena, for yourself, in terms of this line being a lecturer, Pacific literature and creative writing at the University of Auckland, how did this line, this opportunity come about for you?
Man, well, first of all, Brian, you know, my professor was Mawalai Vau Albert Wendt, and he, you know, renowned as the forefather of Pacific literature, to publish one of the first novels written by a Pacific writer in 1979. Although Vincent Ede from Papua New Guinea published a novel called The Crocodile in 73, but it didn't actually get published till after 79. Always with that proviso. But you know, he basically, in my master's year, he got me into his office. He, along with Witi Ihamaira, they were both there at the university, and he just said, your marks are good enough to do a get a scholarship to do a PhD, and this is what we want you to do, because when we retire, there needs to be, you know, someone to take our place. And I was like, no, I can't do that. I'm not, you know, I had all my doubts, and I didn't even know what my plans were. I was going to be a teacher, secondary school teacher or primary school teacher. I was going to be a vet even, until I, you know, learned that I faint at the sight of blood when an animal is cut open, as I learned. We did a trip to the vet when I was young, so that dashed that dream. But, you know, but Albert basically said, and this is what I shared in the lecture, you know, look behind you. And I looked behind me, and there was just the door in his office, the door that I wanted to run back through. And he said, you know, do you see a line? Like, do you see a line of students ready to take our place? And I went, no. And he goes, you're it. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then he said something like, because he was quite direct and a little bit grumpy for a couple of decades, he just said, okay, good, shut the door behind you. And that was like the, you know, that was my great commission to do a PhD in order to be a university lecturer and keep the field of Pacific literature open and thriving. And, you know, Brian, it's the dean introduced my lecture as currently on staff at the University of Auckland. There is one full professor of Pacific descent, and that is me.
That's incredible.
Which is just so crazy, right? So crazy.
Crazy good indeed.
So, you know, yeah. So next, and I've got a series of brilliant Pacific colleagues who are at that associate professor level. Like, we had dinner at my place a few months ago to discuss who's next, who's the next one, you know. So, you know, call out to Tamasai Lau Sualii and Yvonne Underhill Sim, you know, and Jemima Tietia, you know, who's next?
That's amazing. Now, Selena, of course, globally, the biggest event, the most viewed television event in history recently, with the state funeral for Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, viewed by, you know, we're looking at over 4 billion people worldwide. You had the opportunity a number of years ago to meet the Queen, and I saw a bit of your article that you did for, I think, for the spin-off recently, you know. Looking back on that particular time at Westminster Abbey and being able to meet the Queen, what was your enduring memory?
Man, you know, Brian, the lesson that I got from Her Majesty was the gift of attention. Like, that's one of the best gifts we can give each other, is our attention. And she was present for me. She met a lot of people. And yet, as I documented in Mophead 2, the Queen's poem, which is the sequel to Mophead, I documented that conversation where she asked me, you know, how did you memorize that long poem? To which I replied, it's my job, Your Majesty, I'm a poet. And she said, yes, I suppose it is. Well done.
You know. I have to, what is it? Because I got the book Mophead, the first one, and you know what? For me, the most powerful moment actually in the book was at the end when you were catching a ferry back to Waiheke, and there was a young Palangi boy who sort of, you know, made a disparaging comment, but instead of returning like for like, how you turned that into a, you know, a teaching situation, which I thought, that was incredible. I was reading it with my daughters. We're all quite moved, actually. But for you, you know, in terms of being a storyteller, in terms of being an author, in terms of being a professor, and using this medium of talanoa, speech, you know, vocal ability that you've been blessed with, is, you know, do you find the responsibility so great, especially with, as your accomplishments continue to pile up and pile up? And it's not to blow wind up your backside, sister, but you know what I mean? And you're encouraging the next generation. But for you, is there always that ongoing desire to, you know, to seek for the higher heights, to, you know, to pursue every ounce of the purpose you feel God has put you on this planet for?
Man, Brian, absolutely. And one of my keys, like, one of the secrets is what one of my sons gave me, which is the line, don't believe your hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Like, that's, you know, it's like, it all comes from in here. And that's why, Brian, just my island of Waiheke, running in the bush with my dog. That's my temple, eh? That's where God just like infuses me with all this green knowledge and energy. That's how I manage to give out so much, because I know how to get and to stay open. And, you know, we all have the ways that we kind of recharge our batteries, but it's like, you know, what else are we here to do except to give people our exquisite attention, to listen to their stories and help their voices be heard? Man.
So good.
It's an amazing honor and privilege to be able to do that at the university. To be accessible, you know. Mm.
Thank you as always for being present and for sharing your time as always, Selena. Professor Selena Tusitala Marsh, lecturer of Pacific Literature and Creative Writing at the University of Auckland. So blessed. Keep up the amazing work and keep up the great pioneering, sister, as always. God bless. Have a great day. Imanwia.
God bless, Fry. Thank you. Thank you. Faftai.
Faftai.